I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Just ahead, American folk legend Pete Seeger is honored in Sweden, and a new Seeger generation is there to accept the award. First, though, in the GeoQuiz category of African capitals, we asked you today to name the city in Burkina Faso where a major African film festival is now underway. And the winner is?
Ouagadougou, the film capital of Africa.
That's the BBC's Andre Brown, who is in Ouagadougou, the place that's fun to say, even more fun to spell, O-U-A-G-A-D-O-U-G-O-U. Andre Brown, tell us what's going on there with the African Film Festival this week.
Well, we also call it Wonderful Ouaga. And it's a week of fabulous films being shown, hundreds of them, and any as enthusiastic as you want to be as a festivalier, as we're called here, you can only see a fraction of the films that are being shown. They're up for competition, some of them, short film, long film, just like the Oscars, you know, best director, best film, best actress, best lights, best costumes. But then there are just others. People just come and they bring their films here. And you stumble across the most wonderful films being shown in a small little theater somewhere on the outskirts of the town. Or you can walk into a, you know, an open air restaurant and there's a movie being shown and you've never heard of the filmmaker, you've never seen the film, but it is a wonderful experience.
Any chance that these African films will show up here in American movie houses?
Well, you know, one of the films that's in competition here is called Jerusalema, and that was actually South Africa's entry into the foreign film category at the Oscars. So it's probably around somewhere in America where you'll be able to see it. The problem with the films here, lots of them are in French, a lot of them are in Arabic, so dubbing them or, you know, subtitling them costs a lot of money. And African cinema, as you know, as old as it is actually not very well financed. So it's very difficult for filmmakers to make more than one print of their films, for instance. But there are lots of film festivals in America that deal with African films. In fact, there's one coming up sometime in April, and it's the New York African Film Festival, where you'll see quite a few of the films that are being shown here.
Okay, I'm hearing that the films range from, say, an Egyptian horror film to a Cameroonian love story. Give us one of your favorites.
Do you know, I haven't seen anywhere near enough to make that kind of decision. And you know, as in the movies, there's always something better coming up ahead. So far, I've seen the film from Mali called Fantan Fang, which means the power of the poor. I've also seen a film that opened the festival, and that was called Wasasa by the Cameroonian filmmaker Daniel Kamwa. And well, I've also heard lots of music because part of Fespaco, it's concerts in the big squares around the city. So you see wonderful bands like Magie System from Ivory Coast. They were here last night performing late into the night. So you come out of a movie, you've just seen something wonderful, and you walk in the warm dark and the dust in the air has settled slightly. And then music comes from somewhere and you come across a well-lit square and there are people dancing to one of the best bands in Africa. There is nothing better than Ouaga under the stars.
All right. The BBC's Andre Brown is at Fespaco in Burkina Faso, Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso. In fact, the answer to our GeoQuiz. You can find a link to the BBC's live coverage of the African Film Festival that continues through this week at theworld.org. Lots of great pictures there. Andre, continue to have a great time.
Thank you so much.